I am at this weekend to speak to some of you about becoming full-time missionaries.
在这个周末，我希望能够使你们一些人成为全职的宣教士。
Some of you.
你们其中的一些。
And if you're older, don't think that means you are excluded.
如果你年纪大，并不是代表你就免了。
Missions is for young people.
宣教是年轻人的事吗？
And missions is for older people.
宣教也是年老人的事。
And we need both on the mission field.
我们需要两者都在宣教的工程上。
And so I am praying that God will raise up some of you to serve Him as full-time missionaries.
我向神祷告说，希望能够兴起其中的几位成为全职的宣教士。
Full-time
全职
missionary
宣教士
，not just short-term missionary
不是短期的宣教士。
I am thankful for every short-term missionary trip.
我很感谢神每一个短宣的机会。
And I know that some of you will be doing that this year.
我知道你们其中当中有些人今年也就会有短宣的机会。
But I am praying for full-time, lifelong missionaries from this church that God will call this weekend.
所以我向神求，就在这个周末，他会。神会兴起这个教会当中全职的一辈子的宣教士。
So I would like us to pray again right now, please.
我们一起来祷告。
And before I pray, I would like you to pray in your heart.
在我开始之前，我希望你们先自己对你的心祷告。
And say this to the Lord.
与神这样说。
Say, Lord, please speak.To me this weekend.
神啊，求你与我说话。
And Lord, if you call me to serve you as a missionary, I am willing and ready to go.
神啊，如果你呼召我成为宣教士的话，我是心甘情愿的愿意去。
Our great God,
我们全能的神啊
，You are here with us this evening.
今天晚上你与我们同在。
You have given us your holy word.
你已经把你神圣的话给了我们。
And as we open it now together,
当我们一起打开的时候
，We ask you to speak to our heart.
我们求你借由他与我们说话。
Speak to each one of us.
和我们每一个人说话。
Younger and older.
不管是年轻的或是年长的。
Men and women.
不管是男生或是女生。
Parents and children.
不管是父母亲或是儿女。
Speak to us.
与我们说话。
Raise up from among this church congregation those who will take the message of Jesus to the whole world.
在这个会众当中兴起一个愿意把耶稣基督的话带到全世界去的人。
And we pray this in Jesus' name.
我们这祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
If you have a Bible tonight, I want you to turn, please, to the book of Psalms, chapter 95.
如果你有圣经的话，我们一起翻开到圣经诗篇第95篇。
And we're going to look at one verse in Psalm 95.
那我们看95篇，诗篇95篇其中的一节。
And that's verse 6.
那就是诗篇95篇第六节。
Psalm 95 verse 6 says this.
诗篇95篇第六节这么说。
Come, let us bow down in worship.Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker.
诗篇第95篇第六节，来啊，我们要屈身敬拜，在到我们的耶和华面前跪下。
Come, let us bow down in worship. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker.
来呀，我们要屈身敬拜，再到我们耶和华面前跪下。
I have one single thought for your consideration this evening.
我现在有一个观念，我想要跟各位分享。
And that is this.
这样的。
That Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督。
Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督。
God the Son.
神的儿子。
Co-equal with the Father and the Spirit.
和神与圣灵是同等的。
The one who created the universe.
这个创造这宇宙的。
The one who holds everything together by the word of his power.
是借由他的话使这个世界成型的。
Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督。
The one who though fully God became fully man.
是全神然后造成肉身。
Never giving up one ounce of his deity.
没有放弃他的一点他的神性。
The one who lived here in time, space, history.
在这个世界的时间跟空间当中。
The one who never sinned in thought, word, or deed.
在思想、行为以及言语上从来没有犯过罪的。
The one who was unjustly accused of crimes he never committed.
被很不合理的审判，因为为了一些罪他根本就没有犯。
The one who was condemned to die.
被判死刑。
The one who died there on Calvary's cross.
在这个加利略山的十字架上。
Not for his own sin, for he had none.
不是为了他自己的罪，因为他一点罪都没有。
But for your sin and my sin.
是因为你的罪以及我的。
The one who was buried in the ground.
这个被埋在地底下的。
The one who rose again on the third day.
在第三天起来。
The one who was seen by many witnesses.
被很多人看见。
The one who ascended back into heaven.
被升上天。
The one who is seated right now at the right hand of God the Father Almighty.
坐在父神右边的这位。
The one who is coming back again.
这将要再来的。
This one.
这个。
Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督。
God the Son.
神的儿子。
Is worthy of our worship.
是值得配得我们一切的敬拜。
Do you agree?
你同意吗?
Come, let us bow down in worship. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker.
所以让我们屈身敬拜再到我们的神面前跪下。
He is worthy of our worship.
因为他配得我们的敬拜。
Now we don't have time tonight to see everything the Bible says about the important subject of worship.
也许我们今天晚上没有那么多时间讨论每一个敬拜的细节。
But let me remind you, first of all, that true worship is pure worship.
让我再希望提醒你的话，说敬拜是一个洁净的敬拜。
Now, I've been speaking for about 4.5 minutes.
我现在差不多已经讲了四分半钟。
And as I have been speaking, I have been watching you.
当我在讲了之后，我也同时注意到你们的反应。
And I want you to know,
我让你们知道
that you look pretty good.
你们看起来不错。
And the reason why you look as good as you do is because you knew you were coming to church tonight.
你们看起来不错的原因是因为你们知道你们今天晚上要来。
And you knew you were going to see other people.
你知道你们会看到其他的人。
And so you took a little bit of time to get yourself ready.
对你花一些时间装扮。
In fact, you used as your guiding text in the Bible to get ready to come here tonight, you used 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 7.
所以当你在来的时候你甚至准备了看撒母耳记第16章第7节。
Do you know what that says?
你知道撒母耳记上章
Man looks at the outward appearance.
人是看外表。
Now you knew that.
你们都知道。
And I knew that.
我也知道。
And that's why we spent a little time getting ready to come here.
所以我们才会花些时间装扮自己。
And I want you to know you did a good job.
我让你知道说你的看起来不错。
But 1 Samuel chapter 16 verse 7 has a part A and a part C, and when you put it all together, this is what it says.
那所以如果你看《撒母耳记上》第16章第7节，它有第一部分是第三部分。
The Lord does not look at the things man looks at. Man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart.
16章第7节这么说，因为耶和华不像人看人，人是看外貌，耶和华是看心。
So here's the question.
对，这问题在这。
How much time did you spend getting your heart ready to come here tonight?
对，今天晚上你到底花了多少时间让你的心准备来见主？
Did you come here tonight to meet with God?
你今天来是准备好要来见主面吗？
Did you come here tonight to see God?
你来这边是见神吗？
Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
清心的人有福了，因为他们必得见神的面。
True worship is pure worship.
一个真正的敬拜是一个洁净的敬拜。
God's word teaches us, moreover, that true worship is not only pure worship, but true worship is honest worship.
神的话也是这么说，真正的敬拜不光只是纯正的敬拜，而且是个诚实的敬拜。
All throughout the Old Testament, the prophets of God preached against the people of God.
在旧约的时代，很多先知说的神的话是指责当时的神的子民。
And they preached against their dishonest worship.
他讲神的话都是指责那些他们的不诚实的部分。
In fact, one of the most striking verses in the entire Old Testament is found in the prophet Amos.
所以在旧约当中其中有一个最明显的一个例子，就是在旧约的书信阿摩斯书中找到。
Chapter 4 verse 4.
在阿摩斯书第四章第四节这么说。
Where we read these words, go to Bethel and sin.
你们往伯特利去犯罪。
Go to Bethel and sin.
往伯特利城去犯罪。
Do you know what the word Bethel means?
你们知道这个字伯特利是什么意思吗？
The word Bethel means house of God.
伯特利的意思就是神的家。
What is Amos saying here?
阿摩斯在这里说什么呢？
He's saying this, go to church and sin.
他的意思其实就是说到教会去犯罪。
And I'm convinced that more lies are told by people who profess to follow God in the church than any place else.
我几乎非常相信这个愿意说神是他的神的人说的谎话比外面的人还要多。
By songs that we sing,
借由我们唱的诗歌。
By prayers that we pray,
借由我们的祷告。
Even by the way we talk to each other after the meeting is over, because that's the way you're supposed to talk at church.
甚至借由我们彼此之间的交通我们都表现出来，因为是我们是在教会就应该要这样子做。
And Jesus,
耶稣
following the example of the prophets,
就借由先知的讲了一些话。
He said this, well did Isaiah the prophet prophesy of you.
你看以赛亚这个先知这么说你们。
These people honor me with their lips,but their hearts are far from me.
他们嘴唇跟随我，可是心却远离我。
In vain do you worship me, Jesus said.
你们是这样敬拜我吗？
True worship is pure worship.
真正的敬拜是洁净的敬拜。
True worship is honest worship.
真正的敬拜也是诚实的敬拜。
But there's something else I want you to see tonight.
但是 还有另外一部分我要你们看的。
And to see that, I want you to take your Bible now and turn in the New Testament to the Gospel of John, chapter 12.
那我们一起打开圣经的新约部分，约翰福音。
And we'll begin reading with verse 1 of John, chapter 12.
Okay, 我们开始读约翰福音第十二章的第一节。
Six days before the Passover, Jesus arrived at Bethany, where Lazarus lived, whom Jesus had raised from the dead.
约翰福音第十二章第一节，月节前六日，耶稣来到伯大尼，就是他叫拉撒路从死里复活之处。
Here a dinner was given in Jesus' honor. Martha served.While Lazarus was among those reclining at the table with him.
第二节，有人在那里给耶稣预备宴席，马大伺候，拉撒路也在那同耶稣坐席的人中。
Now look at verse 3.
那我们看第三节。
Then Mary,
然后玛利亚
and this is Mary of Bethany, the sister of Martha and the sister of Lazarus.
这个玛利亚是马大 的姐妹，是拉撒路的姐妹，她是住在伯大尼的。
Then Mary took about a pint of pure nard, an expensive perfume. She poured it on Jesus' feet and wiped his feet with her hair, and the house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume.
第三节又讲到玛利亚拿了一斤极贵的真拿达香膏，抹耶稣的脚。就用自己的头发去擦，屋里就满了膏的香气。
I like, when I read my Bible, I like to mark my Bible.
当我在念圣经的时候，我喜欢在我的圣经上做记号。
And so in my Bible, in John chapter 12, verse 3, I have underlined the words expensive perfume.
所以在我的圣经约翰福音第十二章第三节下面，我就在极贵的真拿达香膏上面做了一个。
You need to mark that in your Bible.
你也必须要做一个这样的一个记号。
Expensive perfume.
它是个极贵的香膏。
And then I've marked this part of the verse. And the whole house, not just the room, the whole house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume.
同样的，我也在屋里就满了膏的香气那个部分做了一个记号。
Now let's just imagine for a minute.
那我们先思考一下，想象一下。
You live in Jerusalem.
你住在耶路撒冷。
You get an invitation to the Bethany dinner party.
你被邀请到伯大尼的一个晚餐的宴会当中。
And so you walk from Jerusalem to Bethany. It's about 2 miles.
你就从耶路撒冷走到伯大尼，差不多两里的路。
When you get to the house, you're just a little bit late.
你当你到那家人的地方的时候，你才有一点点迟到。
The dinner has already started.
晚餐已经开始了。
You knock on the door.
你在门外敲门。
A servant opens the door.
一个仆人把门打开。
And the minute the door opens,
当这门一打开的时候，
you say,
你说，
Oh my goodness, what is that?
你说，天哪，那是什么味道？
My.
吃了好几口。
The whole house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume.
整个房子都满了膏的香气。
Now look at the next verse.
那你看下面一节。
But,
但是
one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, who was later to betray him, objected.
就是有一个门徒，那要卖耶稣的加略人犹大反对。
Now before we read on, I want you to just look up here for a minute.
在我们还在继续往下读的时候，我们先看这里。
I don't want us to be too hard on Judas tonight.
我希望你们不要被犹大太多的批评。
Let me tell you why I say that.
那我告诉你为什么我这么说。
Because this story that we're reading in John chapter 12.
因为这个故事，我们在这边讲到这个故事。
This story that really happened,
这个真正发生过的这个故事
is evidently so important that the Holy Spirit has given it to us this same story three times in the New Testament.
因为这个故事圣灵在很明显的在新约当中跟我们讲了三次。
Once in the Gospel of Matthew.
一次在马太福音。
Once in the Gospel of Mark.
一次在马可福音。
And here again in the Gospel of John.
一次在约翰福音。
And if you study this story carefully in Matthew and Mark, you will discover that all of the disciples were saying this, not just Judas.
如果你看马太福音跟马可福音的话，你就会注意到，在讲这个故事的时候，是所有的门徒都反对他们这么做。
All of them were thinking this.
所以是所有的都是这样想。
All of them were saying this.
所有人都是摇头。
And what was it that they were saying?
他们到底在说什么呢？
Look at verse 5.
那我们一起看第五节。
Why wasn't this perfume sold and the money given to the poor? It was worth a year's wages.
他们说，这香膏为什么不卖30两银子周济穷人呢？
A year's wages.
这三十两银子值得一年的工资。
Now I am reading tonight from the English translation called the New International Version.
我今天读的是国际英文的国际版。
You know that the New Testament was originally written in Greek.
我们都知道新约全书是用希腊文写的。
And so I am reading a translation from Greek into English.
所以我现在读的是从希腊文翻译成英文的一个翻译。
The New International Version.
是一个新的国际版。
And the translators of the New International Version of the Bible took the liberty to translate this verse into terms that you and I would more easily understand.
这个新国际版的翻译的这些作者，他们就自己做主张，把这个些话用他我们能够懂的话来翻译出来。
When they say that the perfume was worth a year's wages,
当时他说这些香膏是值一年的工资。
But that's not what the original Greek said.
但这不是原始的希腊文说的。
If they had told us what the original Greek says, they would have said this.
如果他用原始原来的希腊文这么说的话，应该是这么解释的。
Why wasn't this perfume sold for 300 denarii and given to the poor?
应该说，这香膏为什么不把它卖成300个银钱，然后给他们给周济穷人呢？
300 denarii
是300个银钱。
Does anybody here tonight have a Bible that says that?
因为在座的各位当中，有没有人上面是写三百个
？Okay, there's one. Anybody else? I just want you to know I'm not making this up.
对，你们知道我不是自己随便说的。
Okay, thank you. All right, 300 denarii. Okay, now watch. A denarius was a Roman coin used at the time of Christ.
这个银钱是在罗马帝国的时代，在耶稣基督那个时代是用来做交
易。It was a little larger than an American quarter.
是比美国的这个一个二十五分钱的那个再大一点。
And it had a picture of Caesar on it.
上面有一个凯撒的像。
And a denarius at the time of Jesus was worth more than one full day's wage.
在那个时候的一个银钱是比一天的工资还要多。
So if you lived at the time of Jesus,
如果你是活在耶稣基督的时代
and you had a job at the Jerusalem McDonald's,
如果你在耶路撒冷的麦当劳工作
and you were a manager,
那你是一个经理
and you got paid $12 an hour,
你是一个小时12块钱
and you worked 8 hours a day,
那你一天工作8个小时
that would be $96.
那只有96块钱
And a denarius was worth more than that.
那时候的一个银钱是比那96块钱还要多。
So if you multiply that by 300, you get approximately one full year's wage.
所以你把它乘以365的话，你大概就知道这个是 300个银钱是差不多一年的工资。
Now, here's what I would like to do with you, just for a minute.
现在我想要跟各位这么做。
As painful as it may be.
也许看起来很这个。
I would like you to think with me, please.
我们一起思考。
About April 15.
我们思考4月15号。
2010
年的4月15号。
You know the importance of that date.
你们都知道那天的重要性吧。
If you are a law-abiding American citizen,
如果你是一个守法的美国市民公民
，you are required by the American government to give an accounting of everything you earned in the previous tax year.
在美国政府要求每一位美国纳税人在他把前一年的赚的钱做个总结。
There's a form on which you are to do that.
先有一个表格，你必须要来填写。
Form 1040 to be exact.
1040表格。
And on that form, there is a line.
在那个表格上面只有一条线。
Line 7 to be exact.
是第七个。
And on that line, it says this. Total wages, salaries, and tips.
在这条线的上面是说你去年这一年赚了多少的薪水以及小费。
And if you are an honest citizen,
如果你是个诚实的公民
you will tell the government everything you earned in 2009.
你会很诚实的把你2009年的赚的钱填写上去。
So here's what I would like you to do with me, just for a minute.
这是让我想要跟各位做的。
I would like you to think
让你想
about what you put on line 7.
你在第七个项目上面的线上你到底填了多少。
What did you put there?
你到底放多少。
Anybody here tonight put $18,000?
在上面是不是有很多人是有人在上面写了18,000块呢
27,000?
是27,000吗
?34,000?
34,000吗
?41,000?
41,000吗
?50,000?
50,000
?60?60,000
?70?70,000
?80,000?
8,000块
?90,000?
90,000
Anybody here tonight put $100,000?
是不是有人在今晚上放了10万块钱在上面
I really don't want to know because that's none of my business. That's between you. That's between you and the government.
其实我并不是很想知道，因为这不是我的事情，你是你跟美国政府的之间的问题。
But I just want you to get the figure in your mind. Just get it in your mind.
我只要把你，请各位把这个数字放在你的脑中。
Now let's just suppose that we asked our musicians to come back to the front.
但我们正在假设让我们请这些赞美的这些团队到前面来。
And we would ask them to lead us all in another wonderful song of worship.
我们就请他带领我们再唱一条很好的诗歌。
And we would all stand to our feet.
我们会站起来。
And we would sing and praise and worship the Lord together.
我们会一起唱歌一起赞美我们的主。
And while we are doing that,
当我们在这样做的时候
I would invite you to take out a clean piece of paper.
我会邀请你拿出一张白纸。
And on that paper, I would invite you to write not your name.
我在台上请你写。
No name.
不是名字。
But write the amount of money that you earned in 2009.
而是你在2009年赚的金额。
And then while we're praising the Lord together,
当我们一起赞美主的时候
as part of our worship,
在我们敬拜的当中
I would invite you to leave your seat
我会请你离开你的座位
and come right down here to the front
从中间的走到前面来
and kneel
跪下就在这里跪下
and take that piece of paper
然后拿那张白纸
and put it on the step
然后就放在这个讲台前面
and then get back up and go back to your seat
站起来然后回到你的位置上
Leaving the paper here.
就把这张纸留在前面。
And in so doing,
这样做
say to the Lord,
与神说
Lord Jesus,
耶稣基督主
I love you so much,
我这么爱你
that is how much I'm willing to give you right now.
这就是我愿意把给你的金钱现在要给你的钱
Would you do it?
你会这样做吗
Oh my goodness, where did we get this speaker?
Oh, 我的天啊，这个讲员从哪里来的？
You know, the pastors ought to check these speakers out a little more carefully before they let them come here.
也许这个牧师应该先把这些讲员的背景先调查清楚，再请他们来。
Obviously, Dr. Murray doesn't know anything about the Chinese Church of Greater Lowell.
显然这个讲员并不了解我们的事情。
I mean, we're a giving church.
我们是一个很愿意给的教会。
We give to the local needs, we give to the mission needs.
我们不但给这边的人需要的人，也给宣教的人。
In fact, I can imagine somebody here tonight.
我真的相信在今天晚上在各位当中
，sitting where you're sitting，
在你的座位当中
，and thinking this，
这样想
，Dr. Murray doesn't know what he's talking about.
Murray, 博士不知道他自己在讲什么。
If I could talk to Dr. Murray, I would tell him this.
如果我能跟 Murray, 博士讲的话，我会告诉他这么说。
Dr. Murray, you need to know that my wife and I got married in this church.
Murray, 博士，你知道吗？跟我的太太是在这个教会结婚的。
And right from the very start of our marriage, we made a promise to God.That we would give at least 10% of our annual income.
从我们结婚的第一天开始，我们就跟神，这样做应许，说我们要把我们的十分之一献给神。
10%.
十分之一。
That's not easy to do when you're getting started in a marriage.
这其实如果刚结婚的时候，这不是很容易的事。
But we did.
但是我们做到了。
And we faithfully gave 10% every month to the Lord.
我们很信实的在每个月将我们的十分之一的进账献给神。
And God blessed us.
那神祝福我们。
And so, over the years, we've learned to give more than 10%.
所以在过去的这几年当中，我们就学到要给神更多，超过 10%。
And then,
然后
if somebody in the church gets sick and they don't have insurance,
所以教会当中如果有人生病没有医疗保险的话
somebody doesn't,have a job and they lose their income.
如果有人是因为失去工作没有了进账
we get our checkbook out and we write them a check.
我们把支票本拿出来，我们就写张支票给他们
and we give them a gift.
我们给他们一个礼物
and if our church has a special missions project,
如果我们有一个很特别的宣教的一个计划
we give to that.
我们也这样奉献
but an amount that equals.Everything I earned in 2009, you've got to be kidding.
你让我们把2009年赚的每一分一毫钱都要奉献出来，我想你在开玩笑。
That is ridiculous.
那真是非常的荒谬。
Right, now watch.
那看。
That's exactly what the disciples said.
那其实这就是这些门徒说的话。
They said, this is ridiculous.
这是很荒谬的。
Who does she think she is?
他想他是这个女的是谁啊
And who does he think he is to allow her to do this?
那耶稣基督又是想他是谁他竟然让玛利亚这么做
Because you see, when you take the container of perfume,
你想想看当你把这个装有香膏的容器拿起来
And you break it open,
你把它弄碎
And you pour it out,
它等于是洒在地上
You can't pick it back up.
你是捡不起来是吧
It's all gone.
就是没了。
One full year's wage.
是一整年的工资。
What's happening here in John chapter 12?
约翰福音第十章这边到底在讲什么呢
Listen carefully.
我们仔细的听。
This is not the impulsive whim of an emotional woman.
她不是一个很这个即兴的一个女生
who doesn't realize what she's doing in the heat of the moment
不 不是说他自己搞不清楚在这样的一个光景之下他在做什么。
And later on that night when she gets back to her room, kicks herself and says, What in the world did I do that for?
等到他回到他自己房间的时候就气他自己的头说我刚刚在干什么。
No, this is the knowing act of worship on the part of Mary of Bethany.
这个是玛利亚，伯大尼的玛利亚很清楚她的行为。
She knew who Jesus was.
她知道耶稣基督是谁。
She had constantly followed him.
她一直在跟随着他。
She had sat at his feet.
她也坐在耶稣基督的脚旁。
She had listened to his words.
她也听耶稣的话。
She had witnessed his miracle.
她也看到耶稣基督的神迹。
She had watched his life.
她也看到他的生活。
She knew exactly who he was.
玛利亚知道耶稣基督是谁。
And she was convinced that nothing she gave him could ever be too much.
她也知道她所有她能够给的给耶稣基督的永远不会太多。
Right, now watch.
那我们看。
Jesus Christ,
耶稣基督,
the one who gave everything for you and me,
让所有的给你和我,
is worthy of our worship.
是值得我们的敬拜。
And true worship is pure worship.
而真正的敬拜是一个洁净的敬拜。
And true worship is honest worship.
真正的敬拜也是一个诚实的敬拜。
But here in John chapter 12, we see that true worship is costly worship.
但在约翰福音第十二章，我们看到真正的敬拜是一个昂贵的敬拜。
True worship is costly worship.
真正的敬拜是一个昂贵的敬拜。
If you and I truly worship the Lord, it will cost you something.
如果我们是真实的敬拜我们的主、我们的神的话，你一定会付出代价的。
And so here's my question for you tonight.
所以我要问你这个问题。
What is it costing you to worship the Lord?
你敬拜神你愿意付出什么样的代价呢?
We put that question up on the screen.
我们将这个问题放在屏幕上。
What is it costing me to worship the Lord? To show him how much I really love him.
敬拜神我愿意付出什么样的代价来告诉他我是这样的爱他呢?
Didn't cost that much to come here tonight.
你是不是花了很多的代价到这边来呢?
You know, give an hour or two of your time.
也许一两个小时。
Drive a few kilometers.
开了几里路。
Sit here and listen to a message.
在坐在这边听一个讲。
Go back home.
然后回家。
You call that worship?
你说那是敬拜吗?
What is it costing you to show the Lord how much you really worship him?
你要付出什么样的代价才能够告诉神你爱他呢?
Now, there's one more verse I want you to see tonight.
那还有一个章节我要各位分享的。
Way back in the Old Testament.
是在旧约当中。
So if you would turn, please, to 2 Chronicles chapter 3, verse 1.
如果你翻到历代志下第一章。
2 Chronicles chapter 3, verse 1.
历代志下第三章第一节。
And if you have a hard time finding that, it comes right after 1 Chronicles.
如果你不晓得那个节那章在哪里的话，它是在历代志上的后面。
Now, while you're finding that in your Bible, let me tell you about a habit that I have in my life.
在你在找那章经节的时候，让我告诉你我的一个个人的习惯。
I am 65 years old.
我今年已经65岁了。
For the past 45 years, ever since I turned 20,
在自从我从20岁开始到现在45年当中,
I have read the entire Bible through from Genesis to Revelation at least once every year.
我每一年至少将圣经从创世纪到启示录读一遍。
At least once.
起码一遍。
Sometimes more than once.
有的时候是比一次还要多。
But at least once every year.
但起码一年读一次。读一遍。
For 45 years.
在过去的45年当中。
It's a wonderful habit.
是一个很美的一个。
I highly recommend it to you.
我向你们极力的推荐。
It doesn't take that long.
不用花很多时间。
But I do need to confess something to you.
但是我必须要向你坦白。
Sometimes when I get to certain parts of the Old Testament,
当有的时候我看到旧约的某些部分的时候
，I start to speed read. Speed read.
好，我开始就用速读的方法去看这些章。
You know what I'm talking about?
你知道我们在讲什么吗
？You get to some of those long lists of names and those genealogies, and I just kind of speed read through them.
对，在旧约当中有许多的名字和族谱，我们就很快的读过。
And I will confess to you that one year I was speed reading through 2 Chronicles, and I almost missed chapter 3, verse 1.
所以有一点我在很快的速读。历代志下第三章的时候，我差点就错过了那第一节。
Look at 2 Chronicles chapter 3 verse 1.
看，我们一起看历代志下第三章第一节。
Then Solomon began to build the temple of the Lord in Jerusalem on Mount Moriah, where the Lord had appeared to his father David. It was on the threshing floor of Arauna the Jebusite, the place provided by David.
历代志下第三章第一节这么说：所罗门就在耶路撒冷，耶和华向他父大卫显现的摩利亚山上，就是耶布斯人阿尔南的禾场上，大卫所指定的地方，预备好了，开工建造耶和华的殿。
Now doesn't that verse just bless your heart?
那句章节不是就这样的祝福你吗
？You say not really?
会吗？你说
？It just sounds like a bunch of dry historical facts.
好像就是很就没有味道的这些。
Let's get on to the real story.
那我们现在就看看真正的故事吧。
Oh, but do you see what this verse is talking about?
但是你看到这经节在讲什么吗
？This verse is talking about the construction of the temple.
这个经节在讲说要建耶和华的殿。
This verse is talking about the establishment of the God-ordained place of worship.
这就是这个地方讲到耶和华指定的耶和华殿的地方。
This verse is talking about worship.
这个经节在讲是。
And if you look closely at the verse, you will see that there are two geographic references.
但如果说你仔细看的话，你发现这章有讲到两个地理上的。
And I've highlighted them.
我也在这边做了记号。
The first one, if you could show the next slide.The first one is Mount Moriah. You see it there? Mount Moriah.
第一个我要跟各位分享的就是在摩利亚。
Mount Moriah. I've underlined that in my Bible. I've underlined that. Mount Moriah.
在我圣经上我也在上面做了记号，摩利亚。
And the second place is the threshing floor of Arauna the Jebusite.
第二部分就是杰布斯人阿尔南的禾场上。
And I've marked that in my Bible.
我在我的圣经上也同样做了记号。
Do you know anything about these two places?
你知道这两个地方吗
？Let's talk about the second place first.
那我们先把第二个地方跟各位分享。
The threshing floor of Arauna the Jebusite
是耶布斯人阿尔南的禾场上。
Do you know anything about that?
你知道那是什么吗
？Well, if you don't, when you get home tonight, I would like you to read, please.2 Samuel 24.
如果你不知道的话，请你回家的时候就读《撒母耳记下》第24章。
2 Samuel 24.
撒母耳记下第24章。
Now, I would like you to read that tonight.
我让你今天晚上读。
But I'm going to tell you the story.
但是我要告诉你这个故事。
In 2 Samuel 24,
在撒母耳记下第24章
，God comes to King David.
耶和华来到。大卫那边
and speaks to him through the prophet Gad.
这借由他的这个先知跟他说话
and he tells David to go and buy a field, a piece of property belonging to a man by the name of Arauna the Jebusite.
他在这里跟大卫说，请你去买耶布斯人亚尔南的这个地。
And it was his threshing floor.
他就是撒谷的这个场。
Now, when we say threshing floor, we're not talking about a floor. We're talking about a field.
如果说我们这边讲到禾场的时候，我们不是只是讲到就像我们这边的地一样，它是一个撒谷场。
It was where the farmers would bring their grain.
是 这些农夫会把他们的谷物带到那个地方去。
They would pile it up.
他们会把堆积起来。
And then they would have their oxen, their heavy oxen, walk across the top of the grain.
他们会把他们的牛放在这个骨头上，啊，骨子上面让他们走过去。
And the weight of the animals would separate the wheat from the chaff.
所以因为这个牛的重量会使它的这个骨的壳跟骨的粒。
And after that happened, they would throw the wheat up in the air.
所以当他们这些做完以后，他们就会把这些谷子往。
And the wind would blow away the chaff, and the good wheat would fall back to the ground.
所以啊，风就会把那些谷的壳、青的壳就吹开，啊，谷粒就留下来了。
And so where they did that was called a threshing floor.
他们在做这样事情的那个地方就是所谓的啊禾场。
It was really a piece of real estate.
实际上是一个很大的一块地
a piece of property
是一块地
and so God says to David go and buy that man's field
所以耶和华跟大卫说你去买那个人的地
and after you buy that field I want you to build an altar of worship to me
然后你买那块地以后你要替我建一座坛
and so in obedience to God David goes to Arauna
所以就是跟随耶稣啊，跟随神，所以他就向那个亚劳拿向买了那块地。
And he says, I want to buy your field.
他跟亚劳拿说，我要买你这块地。
And Arauna says, What do you want to buy my field for?
亚劳拿问他说，你要买我这块地干嘛呢
？And David tells him what God has told David.
所以大卫就跟他说，为什么神怎么样跟他说要买这块地
？And when Arauna hears that, he says, Oh.Well, if that's what you need the field for, I'll give it to you.
然后就跟大卫说，哦，原来这个原因你要这块地，那你就拿去吧。
And I won't just give you the field, I'll give you my oxen.
他说，我不只是把我的这个禾场给你，我甚至把我的牛都给你。
And you can kill them and use the meat for the sacrifice.
啊，你可以把他们当作燔祭
And I'll give you my wooden threshing instruments and we'll break the wood up and use it for the fire.
我们甚至把套牛的这个轭跟它的打粮的器具都拿去当做柴烧。
And then I'll also give you some of my already threshed grain, and you can use that as a grain offering to the Lord.
甚至你可以把我已经打好的这个谷子，你都可以拿来献给神。
And Arauna is making this list of things he's going to give to David.
他已经把他要准备要送给大卫的这些东西都已经列出来了。
And David stops him in the middle of his.Conversation, and he says, No, you don't understand.
但是大卫在他然后呢，他在讲这些话的时候，就打断他说，你不了解。
And then David makes this astounding statement in 2 Samuel 24.
所以大卫就对亚劳拿这么说一句话，在撒母耳记下24章第二十。
He says, I will not offer to the Lord that which costs me nothing.
我不肯用白得之物做燔祭献给耶和华我的神。
I know we're doing this in English and Mandarin tonight, but I'm going to ask if all of us here could read these words out loud together in English.
但是我知道今天各位我们都用英文跟国语中文来跟各位讲话，但是我希望这次我们用英文一起来读。
Everybody together, here we go.
我们一起来。
I will not offer to the Lord.That which cost me nothing. Do you mean it?
你是真的这么说，这么想？
What is it costing you to show the Lord how much you love
him? 你会愿意神付上什么样代价来表示你爱他呢？
Let's talk about the second geographic reference in 2 Chronicles chapter 3 verse 1.
那我们再回到历代志下。他们的第二个地理上的位置
Mount Moriah
这是亚摩利山
Do you know anything about Mount Moriah?
你知道那是什么地方吗
Do you remember anything about Mount Moriah?
你知道是什么地方吗
Well if you don't when you get home tonight I want you to read Genesis chapter 22
如果你不晓得的话回家的时候你要读创世纪第22章
Genesis chapter
22创世纪第22章
I'm going to tell you the story
我也告诉你一个故事
In Genesis 22, God comes to Abraham.
创世纪第二十二章，神来到亚伯拉罕。
And he says, Abraham, take now your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and offer him up as a sacrifice to me at the place where I will show you.
神对亚伯罕说，带着你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子，你所爱的的孩子，到摩利亚地去，我要指示你的山上，把它献为燔祭。
And so in obedience to God,
就是顺服神，
Abraham takes his son Isaac,
亚伯罕带他的孩子以撒。
He gets two servants,
他还有两个仆人。
He gets a donkey,
还有一只驴。
He loads the donkey with wood for the sacrificial fire.
他把驴子的身上背满了柴做。
He gets a flame. He gets a flame.
他也带了一个火。
He gets a knife.
还有一把刀。
And he and his son and the two servants and the animal make a 3-day journey through the wilderness.
是他以及两个仆人以及他的儿子劈好了柴，走了3天的路到献祭的地方。
Until they come to the foot of a mountain called Mount Moriah.
一直等到他们走到那个山脚下，到那个山的名字叫摩利亚。
And when they get to that point, Abraham stops everybody.
到那个地方说，亚伯罕把每一个人就停下来。
Turns to his servants.
和他的仆人说。
And makes this astounding statement.
同样做了这样惊人的话语。
He says, tarry here, stay here, while the lad and I go up yonder to worship!
Okay, 他说你们在这里等候，我与这个童子要到那边去敬拜。
To worship!
去敬拜。
Abraham knew what he was going up there to do.
亚伯罕其实很知道他到那边是要干什么。
He did not know the rest of the story like you and I do.
他并不了解下面会发生什么事情，像我们知道一样。
He was going up there to give his only son as a total sacrifice to God.
他到那个山上的时候，其实他要把他的儿子杀了做。
And he called it worship.
他却称这是一个敬拜。
In fact, it's the first time the word worship ever occurs in the Bible.Starting with Genesis chapter 1 verse 1.
其实在这个字敬拜是第一次被提到的时候，其实是从创世纪第一章第一节开始。
And what does Genesis chapter 22 verse 5 say to me?
我们再看看创世纪第22章第5节。
It says that true God honoring worship is costly worship.
对，这么说，如果是真正诚实的敬拜是要付上代价的。
Now, you heard in the introduction tonight, before I began to preach, you heard that I am the Chancellor of Columbia International University.
在刚开始的对我的介绍的时候，你知道我是这个哥伦比亚国际大学的教务长。
I love my job.
我很喜欢我的工作。
My wife and I live on a college campus with over 1,000 college young people.
我们住在学校的学区里面，与1000多位学生在一起。
All of them have come to our school to study God's word.
这些学生从各地来到我们的学校，要来读神的话。
They've all come to prepare themselves to go out and serve the Lord.
他们都来到这边装备自己，要去外面服侍我们的神。
And many of them plan to go to the mission field.
其中有许多人是愿意到宣教的合场上去。
And many of them plan to go to the hardest mission field.
甚至很多人是要到一个非常困难的一个
宣
教合场去。
I know, because they talk to me about it.
因为他们和我说。
They come to our house and they ask my wife and me to pray with them and ask God's blessing on what they're planning to do.
他们来到我们家就像我们请我们跟他们祷告，要求神的祝福，因为他们要做的事情。
Because they're planning to go to some of the most difficult places on the entire earth.
因为他们计划要去的地方是在地球整个地球上最困难的地方。
But I know.
但我知道。
I know.
我知道。
From long, hard experience.
从很多过去困难的经验当中告诉我。
That some of them will never get there.
其中有几位 根本就到不了那个地方。
They will never go to the mission field.
他们甚至是不会踏出那个宣教的脚步。
And I want to tell you why.
那我告诉你为什么。
Because their parents will not let them go.
因为他们的父母亲不会让他们去。
Christian parents.
他们的基督徒的父母亲。
Will not let their children go to the mission field.
不准他们的孩子到宣教的工厂上去。
Oh, sweetheart, don't go there.
他说，哦，甜心，你不要去啊。
Not to that terrible place.
不要去那个糟糕的地方啊。
Just think of what might happen to you there.
想想看会发生什么事情啊。
And after all, I have a right to see my grandchildren grow up.
毕竟我还有这个权利要看我的
孙子长大。I'm not going to let you go to some place where I only get to see you once every 4 or 5 years.
我也不准你去那个地方，我就每4、5年才见你一面。
We have a lot of parents here tonight.
在座的当中有许多是父母亲。
And if you're a parent here tonight,
如果你是一个父亲或母亲，
listen carefully to what I want to say.
仔细听我下面要说的话。
Jesus Christ,
耶稣基督，
the one who gave everything for you,
就是将他所有的都给你了的这个，
is worthy of your worship.
是配得你的敬拜。
And the costliest act of worship that some of you as parents can give to the Lord tonight,
这个极贵重的敬拜你可以给我们神的，
may have nothing to do with your money,
也许是跟你的钱一点关系都没有，
and may have everything to do with your children or your grandchildren,
而可能是跟你的孩子是你的孙子有关。
Are you listening?
你听到我在讲什么了吗？
What I'm talking to you about is a huge problem in the Asian Christian community.
我和你说的这个是亚洲人的基督徒当中很大的一个问题。
And if you're here tonight as an Asian parent, you may be mad at me.
也许如果你是亚洲的父母亲，也许你会对我生气。
And if you are, that's fine. You come to me afterwards. I'll forgive you.
如果你是这样的话，你到我这边来，我会原谅你。
Are you willing to give your children?
你是不是愿意把你的孩子献上呢？
Are you willing to give your grandchildren?
你是不是愿意把你的孙女儿、孙儿子献上呢？
He is worthy.
他配得。
I'll never forget January 1956.
我永远不会忘记1956年的1月。
I was living in the city of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
我住在宾州的费城。
Every Saturday morning, my parents would drive me to Huntington Valley, Pennsylvania, where I took art lessons.
每一个礼拜六的早上，我父母亲就会带我到一个地方去学艺术的课。
And I took art lessons from a man by the name of Lawrence Saint.
我是从一个人，他名字叫做劳伦斯·圣。
We called him Dad Saint.
我们称为他是圣爸爸。
He was a great artist.
他是一个很有天赋的艺术家。
He taught me how to sketch.
他告诉我怎么样素描。
He taught me how to sculpture.
他怎么告诉我怎么样怎么雕刻。
He taught me how to paint.
他告诉我怎么样画。
He taught me how to make stained glass windows.
他告诉我怎么样做这个灰玻璃。
He was a great artist.
他是一个非常伟大的艺术家。
He was also a godly man.
他也是一个神的仆人。
He loved the Lord.
他爱他神。
And his wife loved the Lord.
他的妻子也爱神。
And we called her Ma Saint.
我们叫他妈妈圣妈妈。
And the Lord blessed that couple, Dad and Ma Saint, with a whole house full of children.
那神就很祝福这对夫妇，他们有好多的孩子。
And every time they had a new baby,
那他们每次他们有新孩子有新 降生的孩子时候
they would hold that child up to the Lord.
他们会把他举起来
and they would say, Lord Jesus, this little boy doesn't belong to us. He belongs to you.
为什么这样祷告说主耶稣基督这孩子不是属于我们是属于你的
He's not ours, he's yours.
他不是我的是你的
Take him, use him, any way you want, anywhere you want.
使用他你不管在什么时候或在什么地方
Lord Jesus,
主耶稣基督
this little girl doesn't belong to us, she belongs to you.
这个小女孩不是属于我们的是属于你的
She's not ours, she's yours.
她不是我们的是你的
Take her, use her, any way you want, anywhere you want.
那将她领去用她不管在什么时候什么地方
And because they prayed that,
因为他们这样的祷告
And because they meant it,
他们也是这样子的说
God took that couple at their word and their children ended up around the world on the front lines of missionary service.
神就信他们的话把他们的孩子带到全球的宣教的工厂上去
And I'll never forget the day in January 1956.
所以我也一直都没有办法忘记在1956年的1月份的一个
When the news came about the death of Dad Saint's boy, Nate.
就是那天的新闻说其中有一个Saint 他们的小孩叫做 Nate 叫拿丹
Nate Saint was a missionary pilot in the country of Ecuador
他就是那个到厄瓜多尔去宣教的那个飞机驾驶员
Some of you have seen the movie The End of the Spear
也许你们当中有几个人看过那个电影叫做在刺尖的末端
And Nate was out flying one day in his little paper cub over the jungle.
所以拿丹有一天就在这个丛林当中飞他的小飞机。
And he spotted an Indian tribe that he'd never been able to locate before.
他就突然看到那有其中有一个印第安人的部落，他一直都没有办法找到那些印第安人的所在地。
The Waurani Indians.
就是
Waurani.
Waurani 就是其中一个印第安人的那个部落。
Better known to the outside world as the Alka Indians.
就是在就是当就是对外面来讲比较新，就是印加的那个印度人。
The word
印加人。
The word Waurani means the people.
这个他们的这个翻译这个字，它的意思就是人，这个人。
The word Alka means the savages.
那这个印加的意思，其实它就是说这些野蛮人。
And that's what the outside world called that Indian tribe.
这就是外面 的人怎么样称呼这些印第安的名
And Nate had been praying for those Indians
他一直为这些印度人祷告
But he'd never been able to locate them
但是他一直找不到这些印第安人
And that day he did
在那一天的时候他找到
And so he flew back to the mission station
所以他回到这些宣教工厂
He got four other young missionary men
他就找了四个宣教士
And the five of themput their hearts together and made a promise before God that by His grace, they would be the ones to take the message of Jesus to the Alka Indians.
所以他们这五个人就把他们的心给了神，告诉神说他们要将耶稣基督的福音传给这些印第安人。
Every day, Nate continued to fly out over that area.
那每一天拿丹就一直把他的飞机上飞到那个位置。
He dropped gifts from his plane down to the Indians.
他把他的礼物就是从他的飞机上降到那个印第安人的飞机。
And made friendly contact with them.
然后用比较很和善友善的方法跟他们做接触。
And one day he was out flying about a mile from the tribe and he spotted a sandy beach on a river about a mile from where the Indians were living.
所以当有一天他是在那个空中遥想的时候他发现他们一里地之外有一个沙滩
And he said to himself You know what? I think I should land my plane there
他就自言自语说我相信我应该可以把我的飞机降落在那个地方
He did some calculations
他就计算一下他的距离
And he landed
他就降在那个地方
And he took off again
那他就飞起来
And he went back to the mission station.
他就回到他的宣教的那个基地。
And he said to the four other men.
他就和其他四个人那么说。
I have found the perfect spot for us to go and set up a camp from which we can start to reach the Indians.
我找到一个地方，我们可以降我们的飞机，也可以建立我们的营帐，我们可以跟一些印第安人接触。
So the day came.
所以那一天就来了。
January 2nd, 1956.
就是1956年1月2号那天。
They all gathered on the tarmac at the mission station.
他们就在那个基地。
The missionaries, their wives, their children.
宣教士他们的妻子跟他们的孩子们。
The national believers.
就是全国的这个信徒。
They prayed.
他们一起祷告。
They sang.
他们一起唱歌。
And then one by one.
一个接着一个。
Nate flew those men into that sandy beach area.
一个接着一个，他把这些人带到那个沙滩上去。
And on his last trip to the beach,
当他在最后一个旅程的时候
，he took his wife aside and spoke to her for a minute.
他就在他的妻子到旁边跟他说
，He said, "Sweetheart, don't forget, we've got these little walkie-talkie radios."
就是说，甜心，你不要忘记，我们有这个手，我们有这个可以对讲机可以讲话。
You've got one here, and I've got one with me.
你有一个，我手上也有一个。
And I'm going to call you every morning at 10 o'clock and every afternoon at 4 o'clock.
我每一天早上四点的时候，我会打电话给你。我下午四点的时候，我也会同样的事。
And I will let you know every day how we're doing.
我会告诉你们在那边的每一天的生活。
A whole week went by.
一个礼拜过去
，He talked to his wife every day.
他和他的太太说话。
Everything was going well.
每一件事情都看来都很好。
And it was Sunday morning.
是在一个礼拜天的早上。
January 8th.
一月八号。
1956.
1956年。
At 10 o'clock in the morning.
在早上十点的时候。
Nate called his wife on the walkie-talkie radio.
拿蛋就在这个对讲机上跟他太太说。
And he said.Honey, I'm so excited. I was out flying over the jungle this morning and I spotted 10 of the Indians coming from their tribe towards the sandy beach where we have our camp.
跟太太说，当我在做例行飞行的时候，注意到有十个印第安人，朝我们的这个驻扎的沙滩走来。
Maybe this will be the day when we can start to tell them why we've come.
也许今天就是我们可以告诉他们我们为什么来的这一天。
I'll call you back at 4 o'clock this afternoon and let you know what happened.
所以我下午四点钟我打电话给你，让你知道说我们今天怎么样。
4 o'clock came, there was no call.
这四点到的时候电话没响。
5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, nothing.
5点、6点的时候那个对讲机都没响。
It got dark.
就天黑了。
No call.
没有消息。
The whole next day, no call.
整个下一天都是没有消息。
The next night, nothing.
礼拜一晚上也没有消息。
And the missionary wives reluctantly concluded that something had desperately gone wrong.
这些宣教士的太太们就很不情愿的就想要就
消息。So a search party was formed of government soldiers and missionary men.
他们相信有些不好的事情发生，所以政府的军人
，and they hacked their way through the jungle 4 days until they came to the place where they knew that plane had landed.
他们就步行，就是用刀砍了他们的路出来，步行了4天才到他们那个沙滩上。
And when they got there,
然后他们到那里的时候
，they found the plane torn apart.
就他们发现那个小飞机都已经破烂不堪。
And they found the 5 bodies of those men.Speared to death and floating in the muddy waters of the Kure River.
他们就发现这五个人都被用刺毛毛刺刺死，就漂在那个旁边的这个水旁河旁。
And when that news became known, it flashed around the world.
当那个消息传出来之后，整个全世界都知道了。
And the leading newspaper in the capital city of Ecuador put that story on the front page.
是厄瓜多尔的第一个报纸，他们就把这样的消息放在他们的头版。
And they started their article with a bold 3-word headline.
他们的文章的开头的三个字。
And this is what it said.
他这么说。
Why this waste? Question mark.
为什么这么样的浪费？
Why this waste? Question mark.
为什么这么浪费？问号。
Do you know what the non-Christian editors of that newspaper were referring to when they used these words for their headline?
当你知道说这个那个报纸的这个记者他在写这篇文章，他是非基督徒，为什么他这样说吗？
They were referring to the fact that five young men had just died in the very prime of their lives.
他在指着说这五个那么年轻有为的人是这样子的丧失了生命。
Leaving behind five young widows,
就留下五个寡妇。
And nine fatherless children.
九个没有父亲的孩子。
All for the sake of 60, that's all there were in that tribe, 60 naked, savage, uneducated, killing Indians!
为了这六十个、又赤裸没有教育又是野蛮的人。
What a waste!
真是浪费啊。
Little did the editors of that newspaper know,that when they used these three words, they were quoting scripture!
当他这个不是非基督徒的编辑，他用这些字的时候，他却不知道他其实是在引用圣经上的一句话。
Because in the Gospel of Mark chapter 14, which is the parallel passage to John chapter 12, where Mary breaks the costly ointment on Jesus, we read that the disciples were upset and they said, why?This waste!
因为是在马可福音的那个地方，就说玛利亚打破的香膏的时候，门徒们也用同样的话，为什么这么浪费？
And Jesus knowing their thoughts turned to them and said, Gentlemen, leave my own!
所以耶稣知道他们在想什么时候，就转向他们，告诉说你们不要管他。
She has done a beautiful thing to me!
他做了一件极美的事情。
She's not wasting!
他不是浪费。
She's worshipping!
他是敬拜。
And true worship,
真正的敬拜
is costly worship.
是要付上代价的。
Now, I know it's late, but I need to tell you the rest of the story.
我知道已经蛮晚了，但是我必须要告诉你们这故事的结局。
After that happened,
那个发生之后
,Rachel,
拉杰。
The sister of Nate,
就是拿单的姐妹姐姐。
A single woman,
是一个单身的女子。
Never married,
一直没有结婚。
When she heard that her brother had been murdered by those Indians,
知道说她的兄弟被这些印第安人谋杀了。
She stepped forward and she said, "I would like to take my brother's place."
她就站出来说，我要来代替我的弟兄。
I'm a woman.
我是个女的。
The Indians won't be afraid of me.
印第安人不会怕我。
I would like to ask the Indians if they would let me come and live with them.
我去问那些印第安人，他们会让我跟他们住在一起。
And so she went to the tribe.
所以她就到那个部落去。
Asked if she could live with them.
就问他们说，我是不是可以跟你们一起住？
They said yes.
他们就跟她说好。
I mean, we're talking about the most primitive of conditions.
我们是在讲一个非常原始的一个情况之下。
And she stayed there,
她待在那里
for 20 years.
20年
She translated their language into writing.
他们把他们的语言
写成字。She then took that writing and translated the New Testament into their language.
他们把他们的文字又将新约翻译成他们的文字给他们。
And one by one, she led those people to Jesus Christ.
一个接着一个，她带领这些印第安人来认识耶稣基督。
Jesus Christ is worthy of our worship.
耶稣基督配得我们的敬拜。
And true worship is costly worship.
真正的敬拜是要付代价的。
And I want us to just finish with the words of David. If we could just put the next slide up, the words of David, and I want us to all say these words out loud together. If you could just put the next slide up, let's say this together right now. Here we go.I will not offer to the Lord that which costs me
nothing.
Let's pray together. And I'm going to ask a very specific question tonight.
我会问一个非常 您直接的问题。
If you are here tonight,
如果你今天晚上在这里
and you are a parent or a grandparent,
如果你是一个父母亲或是个祖父母
and you're willing to say to the Lord tonight,
那你愿意和神这么说
Lord Jesus, I give you my sons,
主耶稣基督我将我的儿子
I give you my daughters,
我将我的女儿
I give you my grandson,
将我的孙子
I give you my granddaughters,
将我的孙女
Take them,
让他们来领去
Use them,
使用他们
Any way you want,
任何方法
Anywhere you want,
任何地方
They are not mine,
他们不是我的
They're yours,
他们是你的
And I give them to you,
我将他们献给你
If that is the attitude of your heart tonight, I want you, as a parent or grandparent, to stand up right now.
如果这是你对神的态度的话，我希望你能站起来。
Don't do it if you don't mean it.
不要这样做，如果你不是真心的。
Lord, you can have my children.
主啊，你可以有我的孩子。
In fact, I would be honored if you would take my children and use them to reach the people in the world that are still waiting to hear about Jesus for the first time.
事实上，我会是觉得非常的荣幸，如果你会使用我的孩子去达到那些世界上还没有听过你福音的人。
Lord Jesus,
主耶稣基督
，Thank you for speaking to us tonight.
谢谢你与我们说话。
You are worthy.
你配得。
You who gave everything for us.
你将所有的东西给我们。
I pray for every parent that's standing here tonight.
我为每一位站着的父母亲祷告。
I pray for every grandparent who's standing here tonight.
我为每一个站立的祖父母亲祷告。
And I pray for the children and grandchildren that they represent.
我为每一他们当中的孩子以及他们所代表的孙女孙子祷告。
I pray that from this church congregation,
我为这个教会的会众祷告。
You would call our sons and daughters to serve you to the ends of the earth.
你会呼召这个教会会众的子女到地极。
And I pray that none of us would ever.Stand in their way.
我向你祷告，我们不会变成他们的绊脚石。
None of us would ever hold them back.
我们没有一个人会把他们抓回来。
That none of us would ever say to them, "No, you can't go."
我们不会，没有一个人会跟这些孩子们说，不行，你们不能去。
We worship you tonight.
我们敬拜你。
We give you our children.
我们将我们的孩子献给你。
Give you our grandchildren.
我们将我们的孙儿孙女献给你。
You are worthy.
因为你配得。
And we pray this in your precious name.
因为我们是奉你尊贵的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. You may be.
谢谢你，你可以坐下。
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.